And on the line is our Upper East Regional Correspondent, Dangba Felix Lambert, to give us an update on the mood in town a day after the death of NPP Regional Chairman Adams Mahama. Lambert, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So what is the mood in town currently?
Yeah, well, currently movement in town is a bit encouraging as compared to last night. Last night, per my indicators, I got realized that there were a whole lot of movement, but the movement was towards various homes. Unlike the usual days that you see people gathered at some specific places, that is what we call public sphere. Last night, it wasn't like that. And basically, this was due to, it could partly be due to some of the conversation. I had a conversation with people, and some people raised some concerns. For instance, they tried to look at the past events that are taking place in the Upper East region, and people were very worried about it. And as of yesterday, people were not certain about the next line of action with regards to factions, friends, loved ones, based on what actually happened with regards to the death of Mr. Adams. So, but today, as of now, business and everything is coming back to life. I can see spot a whole lot of movement up and down, just the usual thing. And we are hoping enough spot security. I just passed by the MPP regional quarters, and I saw a crowd there with red banners, some of them wearing red shirts, indicating that they are in a state of mourning. So life in the region, that's Bogatanga to be specific, has returned to normalcy.
Right, there we are told the family spoke to the press today. Were you there?
No, the family has not spoke to the press. I'm not privy to such information. I'm not, because the whole of today, I personally even went to the mortuary again just to find out if the body has been taken by the family. And the mortuary man told me that he couldn't speak with me unless I get in touch with authorities, which was a bit hectic.
Right.
So I came back to the office and I haven't had any information.
Right.
But if I get in touch with authorities, maybe family heads or the police, I'll rally that information to our listeners.
Right. Do you have any idea when the late Adams Muhammad, will be buried? Because in Islamic tradition, what we know is Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. From Allah we came from, and to Him shall we return. So usually the dead is not kept. Any update on when and where he will be buried?
Well, we haven't had any updates on when and where he will be buried yet, but we all know the circumstances surrounding his death, you know, and this calls for investigations, this calls for family acceptance of the outcome of the report from the doctors and a whole lot of things. But then unofficial information reaching me indicates that he'll be buried tomorrow, and like at his hometown. And like I said, I'll be getting in touch with family members to ascertain whether that is true. But the information that I have currently, and I repeat, is unofficial, it has it that he'll be buried tomorrow at his hometown.
Right, Felix, we want to thank you very much for that update. That was our Upper East Regional Correspondent, Dangba Felix Lambert.